This is Adam Gorney, Rivals, here with...
Goldberg!
Bill Goldberg, father of a football player here now. What's that like?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely different. going through this process, being yourself is one thing. But being dad, I mean, it's really hard for a lot of reasons. I'd say the biggest issue is I'm his dad. And he... it's kind of sets the bar pretty high to begin with. But the reality is, he ain't me. And there's only one Gage Goldberg. And so it's taken him a while to understand that and to have the confidence to come out with his own abilities to compare with what he thinks people are expecting of him. But the fact is that he's his own person. And I'm very excited for him because he's a hell of a lot better of an athlete than I was. So it's all good. And stuff like this is the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, quite obviously, we've done a lot of things in preparation for this and met a lot of coaches and been a lot of places and trained with some of the best in the country. But he's only played for 3 years, so there's only so much you could do in that short period of time. So something like this gets him out there to people who may not know who he is. And then gets him experience and gets him in front of kids who are the best in the country.
Before your wrestling career, you had a football career too.
Yeah, not many people knew that. But the fact is that, truthfully, on my headstone, I'm a D lineman. I am. I just segued. I wasn't as successful as I wanted to be in the National Football League. And I had to do something else. And I had no other desire to do anything else but play professional football. And so from the day I was born to the day I die, I want to be known as a defensive lineman meathead guy, because that's me. And I brought that mentality to everything that I do.
How did you get to Georgia?
Wow, that is a long story. But I think at the time, if Coach Switzer would have coached anywhere other than 2 hours from my house, I would have followed him. But the fact is that my great uncle was very good friends with Dooley. I got recruited by, you know, a lot of people, and I had a lot of options. I was very fortunate. But after I met Coach Dooley, and after I went to the University of Georgia, and after I was on that campus and met the people and interacted with them, I knew that was home. And to play with for a legend such as Vince Dooley, it was an honor and a privilege.
A lot of people have called you one of the strongest wrestlers ever.
That's an honor.
That's gotta feel nice, right?
That's a huge... Yeah, I mean, anybody who can pick the giant up at 525 and walk around the ring with it. But again, man, I'm just a D-lineman. I am. I mean, I'm a two-gapper. I mean, I love playing football, and I approach everything in life the way that I broke down offenses and the way that I, you know, snapped my helmet and went after guys. I mean, I just with 100% intensity and focus, and hopefully... that has been passed down to my son, and he can prosper in a situation like this. Oh, and the reality is, he's a better baseball player than he is football.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right now it's a conundrum, you know, going into his senior season.
Right.
You know, how much time do you dedicate with baseball? How much time do you dedicate with football?
Yeah.
Because nobody knows the future. So it's a really tough decision, and I still don't know how we're going to deal with it, but I just want him to have fun.
Yeah, right. What was the most pleasurable spear?
Good God. The most pleasurable spear? I'd have to say one of the guys we worked with, one of the guys, I can't even remember his name. He was at the office, and he came down from the WWE, and then he worked for us, and he was on air talent. I can't even remember his name. But I wanted to kill him. And ironically, he was wearing a football helmet and pads at the time in the ring in a steel cage. And I had to spear him outside. And we all know wrestling isn't predetermined or anything, but something had happened and he got his helmet knocked off. And I couldn't stand the guy, and I still can't stand the guy. But I had enough compassion. There's Gage.
Nice.
But I had the compassion to wait till he put his helmet on.
Yeah.
Right? I couldn't stand him, but I'm a human being. And I didn't want to kill the guy because I couldn't. So that was my most pleasurable experience.
Lesnar, Triple H.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those guys are great performers. Stone Cold. I never got the Spear Steve. Awesome. Yeah. Spear and Brock's awesome. Spear and anybody's awesome, to be perfectly honest with you. You know why? Because they get the age again.
Yeah.
I'm doing an interview about you. I'll be right there. In all honesty, like I said, anytime I can spear anybody, it's a dream come true. Because I'm 56 years old, and I still get to act like I play football.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, that's why the spear is so much fun for me, and I like to think that I did it pretty well.
All right, one favor. Give us a Goldberg on the way out.
Who's next?